Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Second Opinion by Michael Palmer, performed by Fernette Lebo. To Jane Elizabeth Jacob, for more than three decades a worker of miracles for special needs children, and to her hench veggies, Steve Line, Kathy Faria, Chesley Wenth, Judy Seligman, Cara Marine, Jake and Dan O'Hara, Elsa Abel, and all the rest of the staff, past and present, of the magical Corwin Russell School at Broccoli Hall. Prologue.
I'm afraid I have some bad news.
Haley Long, just 2 weeks past her 51st birthday, heard her physician's words as if they were being spoken through a long steel tube.
I'm afraid I have some bad news.
She wondered fleetingly how many thousands of people heard the same thing from their doctor every day. How many patients every hour, maybe every minute, rode those words screeching through a sudden right-angle turn in their lives.
I'm afraid.
Stephen Bibby, a graduate of Emory Med, had been her physician since a bout of pneumonia 20 or so years ago. He was a man Haley respected, if for no other reason than that Bibby knew his limitations, and never hesitated to make a phone call and arrange a specialist referral for a second opinion. Haley felt a wave of nausea sweep over her, and thought for a moment she was going to have to excuse herself to go and get sick even before she found out precisely what she was up against. She made a largely unsuccessful attempt at a calming breath, and tried to maintain an even gaze.
It's cancer?
Haley heard the word in her own voice.